WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Triathlon with Dreams right here on 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah. This is The Morning Show. I'm here with my morning show hosts. Say hello, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We got Asher and Raven in the studio, and we've got one more guest here. Who could this be? It's Dean Butler from CNIS. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Noah.
So we have you here in the studio today. I know you're sort of new to the university a little bit, sort of saying hi to everyone.
Yep, I started on July 1st.
Awesome, so. Awesome. That was pretty close to when we started doing practice for the morning show. So it's like our births are both around the same time, our times here at UA. So I think it's fate that we have you here on the morning show today.
Sounds good.
I was asking you a little bit that you said you'd been on the radio one time before this. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What was the context, the situation?
I think it was like the opening of a car dealership or something like that. And I was there probably because I was a student at the time and they had free food, if I remember right. And they pulled me out of the crowd for something. I don't remember even the specific game or something, but I did a game on the show. I got the two or three trivia questions right. They happened to be TV shows, things that I knew at the time. I think one of them had to do with the A-Team, if you want to know how old I am. Those are shows you guys saw in reruns. And then I got out of it was I got some concert tickets for the Moody Blues. They were an old band when I was doing it. So
you're big into blues and bluegrass and that type of folk music and stuff?
Yeah, that's often what I'll have on in the background. I often am listening to music in the background. We were just talking about this before the show started, that one of the things that's interesting for me is that if it's got words I know, it fades into the background. So you try and get an earworm for me where it's going to be stuck, doesn't work.
Awesome. Well, we're so happy to have you on the morning show. We'll be talking to you, learn a little bit more about you, maybe playing some games ourselves. We'll see. Who knows what could happen here on the morning show. But you know what? Let's start off with some folk music here. We've got Big Rock Candy Mountain to sort of get us in the mood. So hopefully this doesn't fade too much in the background. But here we go. This is 90.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Fugazi with The Waiting Room right here on 90.7 Capstone. My name is Noah. We're here for the morning show. We got Dean Butler, CNIS Dean, here in the studio with us today. Good morning, Dean.
Hi there, Noah.
And then I also want to say hi to the best Wednesday show hosts as well. We've got Raven and Asher.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Raven, I was wondering if you could... Can you pull the mic right up toward? Yeah, because we're about to hear something from you. I wanted to know was there anything crazy that happened to you this week, or anything that you wanted to tell us about?
I don't really live on the edge, so no crazy stories. I did go to the football game though.
Okay.
So that was fun. I got to sit in the student section for the first time.
What was that like?
It was a lot of fun. I only got there 45 minutes early, and I was like one of the only people in the stands. So that was nice. I got like an up front seat, and I met some people. We went out and got Thai food after, so it was like a really good night.
That's great. Awesome. Well, like I said, we've got the dean in the studio with us today, and we've got some questions that we're gonna ask. Me and Asher and Raven are gonna go around. So whenever the question comes to you, make sure you just pull the microphone, grab it over to you, Dean, these are the top 10 questions that everyone wants to know. Scientifically proven to be that these are the best questions.
Like I said, so, science of broadcasting right there.
Yes, I know. So we cannot question the questions. They are just the good ones. So I'm going to start us off. We're going to start off soft. Where are you from originally?
So I grew up in a town called Fox Lake, north of Chicago. I actually went to high school in Aurora, Illinois, which was west of Chicago. I met my wife while I was in high school. We're in Pittsburgh for 25 years, or as my kids would say, Pittsburgh, and then we were in Maryland.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to keep going. We're going to keep rapid fire. So just the first thing that comes to mind, and we'll keep going. Mm-hmm. All right, Raven.
What kind of car do you drive?
Right now I drive a Honda Insight, which I call my lawnmower engine in a cardboard box.
And then I know we kind of answered this, but maybe favorite subject after?
Where did you go to school?
And what was my favorite subject?
Yeah.
So where did I go to school? Well, let's see. I did all my college, my undergrad, my master's, and my PhD at a school called Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh. And it goes back and forth with MIT as to be best in a lot of the technology subjects. My undergraduate major was math and computer science. Favorite subject when I was in college. Thing is, I did all sorts of stuff. I kept taking biology classes. and my advisor was like, I know those are biology classes because I know the prefix, but I don't know why you're taking them. And then I did a bunch of classes in rhetoric and communications. I did a couple business classes. So my favorite subject is interesting stuff.
Okay. And whenever you were in biology, did you ever dissect anything?
I did some. I was more interested in genetics. So genetics, it's already slush.
Okay. coffee or tea?
Tea.
Tea?
Yep.
What's your favorite brand?
Well, I have Earl Grey every morning, but I actually, a lot of times I'll have chamomile and people are like, why do you have chamomile in the morning? I said, it's for the people around me. It's safer.
Okay. What did you eat for dinner last night?
What did I eat for dinner last night? Well, this is the hardest question yet. I had dinner last night. What was it? Part of this is because we moved into, my wife and family got here 5 days ago. So the answer is whatever we found in the fridge. I don't remember. I can tell you what I had for dinner the night before. The night before I had chicken stovetop stuffing and I call them scalded potatoes, but I'm sure there were scalloped potatoes or rehydrated potatoes.
All right, what is your least favorite movie?
My least favorite movie. No, I generally don't like horror movies. But actually, let me answer in terms of TV. So I don't particularly like Game of Thrones. And people ask, like, why don't you like Game of Thrones? It's wonderful. I said, so you've got a collection of people that have backstabbing, multiple agendas. It takes place over years and years and goes on forever and ever. I said, that's called work. I give me a good crime procedural where something bad happens at the beginning of the hour. Folks come in, they use their brains, they solve the problem, and it's all wrapped up in an hour. That's a fantasy.
Quick resolution. That's what
you bet. Law and Order, CSI. Again, I don't get to watch TV as much anymore, but those kind of stuff where it's all wrapped up in an hour.
Awesome. Hot takes here. Hot takes. hot tea takes, you might say. All right. Favorite actor.
Favorite actor. Actually, it was Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
I've liked a lot of his stuff recently.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Okay, pens or pencils?
Pens.
Why pens?
I don't want to have to fix my mistakes.
Ah.
I make a mistake, it's there. Sorry. You just have to live with it.
What planet would you like to visit?
Planet would I like to visit? How about Pluto?
Pluto. Let's go. I don't know if that counts as an answer.
I don't think Pluto's a planet.
Yeah.
Damn kids. Oh, sorry, I can't say that on the radio.
we might have to call up the scientists and that made these questions be like this. Bluegrass planet.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Fine, whatever he thinks.
Okay. what would you do if you were on Pluto?
A freeze, but. look back and see what the sun and the Earth looked like. Awesome. That's probably.
And then here's our last question. Top 10 questions scientifically proven to be the best questions in the world. For brownies, do you like the inside or the outside? The crust or the...
Oh, the corner.
The corner?
Yeah.
Good deal. All right.
A little crunchy and a little chewy the whole bit.
Today is your lucky day because I have a corner brownie piece for you. So we made brownies last night and I brought some in for the studio today. So keep an eye on our Instagram. Check it, WVUAFM, after the show. And you can see a picture of us eating these little brownies. So yep. In with the CNIS Dean Butler. We're going to keep the music going. Here's Fleet Foxes.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.
WVUA, this is the morning show. good morning, everyone. Everyone say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you out there, to you listening. Thank you for listening and tuning in to the morning show. We've got some information for you because we also like to educate as well as entertain. And we're going to let you know about some of the weather today. It's looking pretty sunny. If you've already been outside, you know that. We're going to see a high of about 95 or 94 today, so it's going to get a little hot. It's going to be a bit of a scorcher, kind of like yesterday. But you know what? It doesn't look like there's going to be like any rain. I think the highest it gets is like a 5% chance, and that's something that I am happy about. Mm-hmm. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. We got a little positive story or something here from Asher. Asher, what you got?
All right, so a Nebraska man makes world's longest journey by pumpkin on boat on his 60th birthday. He turned, like, he just woke up on his 60th birthday and was like, you know what? I would just go 41 miles down the river and I would set the world record.
Hey, I can get behind it. Dean Butler, have you ever been on the water in any fashion?
Oh, I've certainly been on the water. Not in a pumpkin.
Not in a pumpkin.
But
hey, watch out. Halloween's coming up. We may get you in one yet.
Well, I was saying, Asher, did they have a name of the pumpkin? Because one of those, I think, was they had a name in there.
SS Bertha.
Yeah.
SS Bertha. Okay.
Like, apparently, if you're going to have a pumpkin boat, you got to name it something. I don't know. So that's something you should think about, Noah, is what you're going to name your pumpkin boat.
Raven, what do you think? If you had a pumpkin boat, what would you name it?
SS Jack, I guess.
SS Jack.
That's the thing I can come up
with on the spot. Okay. I might name it Big Orange, or maybe...
Wait a minute. You're not supposed to... This is Alabama, right?
Oh. Watch out. Asher, did you have a good naming idea?
I don't know what I would name a pumpkin boat, but Raven, you mentioned calling it Jack. Do you want it to sink or something?
Oh.
Oh, I can't be put on the spot like this. I need a little heads up.
No. We put you on the spot, then we get the best answers. So pumpkin boat, if anyone is out there going to make one, let us know, and we'll have you on the morning show to talk about it, because I think that would be interesting to see. Go take one and go down the Black Warrior River.
Well, it's something about, large orange thing being gutted by students at Alabama and making it useful.
Yeah. I think there is that does align in some way. So, this is the morning show, getting you some positive stories in addition to some positive weather. So let's hope for some more for the rest of this week. Here's Phantom Limb with Guppy on 9.7 The Gapstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Smile here on 90.7 The Capstone, WVUA. Good morning, Raven. How are you this morning? And we don't just have Raven in the studio, although we love having Raven here. We've got two other people here in the studio. We got...
Good morning, I'm Asher.
And then who is this right here? We've got someone who's not our normal host, but a guest? What the heck? We brought in a guest? Yes, we did. Say good morning to us.
Good morning, Noah. This is Dean Brian Butler from the College of Communication and Information Sciences.
Awesome. We're bringing in some guests here on the Wednesday morning show. We may get some on the others as well, but keep an eye out for next week. We're going to have the SBA president, Madeline Martin, on too. So keep an eye out for that. Or should I say, keep an ear out, keeping you updated with the news. And speaking of news, we want to give a shout out, as always, to thecrimsonwhite.com, keeping us updated on student media news here. And I think we've got a story, Raven, that you wanted to tell us about.
Yes. This Sunday, is it September the 18th, the new Tut had a ribbon cutting ceremony. The members of the University of Alabama System Board of Trustees and the UA President, Student Bell, gathered around New Tut and celebrated it and shared some memories about Old Tut.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see Old Tut, Dean Butler?
I said I started on July 1st, so I saw Old Tut for 3 days.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I think if you've been a longtime fan of the morning show, we actually went and got a recording of the explosion, and we played it on, I think, that morning after we played the demolition. And I found the audio clip, so I'll play it for a little bit of you now. So it's just the explosion, and then it all starts to crumble down. So were you there and were you watching it?
No, I saw the stream.
Okay. So, yeah. it was interesting because it was like
it's one of those things you look at. It's a great PR thing. They timed it. It was 4th of July. It was, you know, so nobody's around. But then it was, you know, really, really lots of attention online.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you want to learn how to do that kind of stuff, we've got advertising and PR over in Communication Information Sciences.
That is true.
That's where you learn how to do that. And not the implosion. That's engineering.
Yeah, we try not to blow anything up too often. But I know if you go back far enough on our Instagram WVUAFM, then you'll find a video that we took of it as well. But good. So they reopened or they've officially opened New Tuck.
I guess so.
Okay, with that ribbon cutting. So yeah, there's some news here. You can see get all the good news and everything at crimsonwhite.com. So shout out to Crimson White and all the student reporters and the work that they do. We're going to get back to some music here. It's Group Love with Ways to Get.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Little short song right there, the Black Keys with 240 years before your time. Let's see, what was going on 240 years ago? It's 2022, so that would have been 1780. What was going on in 17? I don't even know. That would have been like right after the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, they were working on the Constitution.
So 240 years before our time.
That's like 87. Yeah. 1787 or something like that.
So that would have been kind of an interesting time to.
You should ask the political science major.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, that's history. No, I'm sorry. That's different.
No. If I was in the Revolutionary War, do you think would you have sided with America or with the British? Who would you have done? Ravengill or Puck? Okay. Easy answer. Easy. Do we have anyone who would have sided with the British here in the studio? Anyone that want to take it?
I don't know. It's very interesting.
Probably depends on how much money you would have had, actually.
Yeah.
I think I would have sided with the British just to be a little stinker. I'd have been like, I'll leave with the British. No, they would. I would have gotten tarred and feathered or something. Being out there being goofy. If I was in back in the 1776 days, I probably would have been like the town crier. You know, just getting on the, going out there and speaking to a bunch of people and saying like, silly things.
Well, technically, we still have the British accent. Like the American accent is the old British accent. And Southern
is
just
a slowdown. Interesting. So it's an interesting speech stuff. And speaking of speech and things related to communication, we've got the CNIS Dean, Communication Information Sciences, here with us this morning, Dean Butler. You were telling us about something that was going on this week. And we think every day and everything is worth celebrating. So yeah. What was going on?
So this is Deaf Awareness Week. And earlier this week, so Monday and Tuesday, there was the Deaf Awareness Forum. It was the first time Alabama's ever done that. And there were a collection of faculty, one Darren Griffin from Communication Information Sciences, Dr. Koji Arzumi from Critical Languages Center, and a bunch of other faculty that got together with deaf individuals from around campus and from the community to look at research that's being done, to talk about teaching American Sign Language, and how to better support individuals who are deaf and hard of hearing on campus and in the community. So it's a really great opportunity to learn, because what you don't realize if you're hearing is that American Sign Language is a separate language. There's another community, and so that's an intercultural, just as much as learning Spanish and visiting Mexico or Spain would have been. And so there's very much an interesting world there that you might not know about.
Yeah. I think it's been interesting to see. I feel like the sort of deaf and hard of hearing community has been becoming more, a wider culture has become more aware of it. Mm-hmm. I know we had, if you're looking just in terms of media, I know like CODA won Best Picture at the Oscars.
Absolutely.
This past year. So that's about like someone who is a child of deaf adults. And then I know Sound of Metal was something last year about the drummer who's like losing his hearing and everything and dealing with that. So I feel like there's a lot more being aware of people who are dealing with that.
And one of the projects being done here is a joint project with Communicative Disorders Department in Arts and Sciences, Communication and Information Sciences, and Engineering, is to think about how do you create something like Alexa for someone who uses American Sign Language. Mm. So again, if you can speak audibly, then we have voice recognition. What is sign recognition and how would you do that? And so there's some really interesting research that's being done by faculty and students at Alabama that's really kind of pushing the boundaries on that.
That's great. Yeah. Well, thanks for bringing that, bringing the deaf awareness to us, being us aware of that. So, yeah, I guess we want, Asher, you were saying that you're sort of familiar with sign language. How do we say thank you in sign language? Describe it to the people over the radio.
Actually, this was part of one of my assignments that I had to do. Every word that I learned, I could run out like a list of steps so anyone can learn it. So have your hand palm facing up and just put the palm towards your chin, the tip of your index, middle, ring finger, put it on your chin, and then to say thank you, just hold it out.
So flat hand on your chin.
Yeah, and then pull it down, and you're saying thank you.
Awesome. Well, we will say, in sign language, we'll say thank you to Dean Butler for being with us here in the studio this morning. We appreciate you coming by and talking to us.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me. Awesome. And I look forward to listening to the Wednesday morning show next week.
Sounds good. Well, have a good morning, and Dean Butler's heading out, but we're going to keep it going into the 9 o'clock hour. Stay with us. We've got Martin Courtney right here with Corn Cob.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning. This is the morning show here on 90.7 The Capstone. Asher, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm exhausted.
Hey, we're awake though, so yeah. So it's another day. It's a Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. Hump day, as the cool kids say. I'm a cool kid. Sam, I wanted to hear a little bit about Asher. What was something that was going on with you this week? A little story to tell us about.
This actually happened last night.
Okay,
which is part of the reason why I'm so exhausted. So, about yesterday afternoon, my friend texted me and was like, "Hey, the Million Dollar Band is playing at this high school competition. It's free. Do you maybe want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course." So I walk in there, and I know no one, absolutely no one. So I just find a seat and I sit down. And one of, like, she's not, like, my professor, but, like, an organization coordinator, mm-hmm. sees me. The staff. Yeah. Sees me, recognizes me, and yells out, "Asher, I'm over here." So I sit with her and some of her, like, friends.
Yeah.
So that was a coincidence and very awkward. And then the Tuscaloosa County was held at Tuscaloosa County High School. Well, I didn't know this, but one of the drum majors, I worked with him. Like, I helped him with his conducting and all that type of stuff.
So that was another person.
That was another coincidence. And then I watched a Million Dollar Band after all that, and I text my friend. I was like, "Hey, y'all did great." She's like, "Oh, I forgot my gauntlets. I couldn't march." It's like, "Okay, well, where are you at? I'll keep you company." So I finally walk over to where she was at, and she was in a car. The headlights were on, so I stand in front of the headlights. I start dancing like an idiot because, I mean, it's my buddy. Like, I don't care. Well, I walk over to the passenger's door.
Yeah.
I noticed that there was someone else in the car.
Okay.
And I was already embarrassed because I just made a fool of myself.
Doing a little dance.
Yeah, with my little dance. Well, this other person, it took me a while to recognize her. But we kind of met through a dating app.
Ah.
And we almost went out on a date, but we both have just had scheduling conflicts. Yeah.
And my other friend did not know this.
So we had three coincidences of people you were not expecting to see that suddenly you saw and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and this friend is like my hometown friend. So she's from North Alabama. And she's friends with this girl that
you would talk to. And
yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And she's dating, my friend is dating a family friend.
Interesting. Raven, did you have such a crazy night last night seeing a bunch of people you knew, or what did you
have? Oh yeah. I took a nap, and then on my walk here, I saw a few strangers because I was DJing last night, and then I played some music, and then I was walking back to my car last night. This doesn't have to do with meeting people, but I was walking back to my car last night, and there's no uneven ground. Out of nowhere, my ankle twists, and I face plant on the sidewalk, and so my knee is all scraped up, and I drove home, and I parked at the top of the parking garage, and the elevators in the parking garage are kind of gross. So I was taking the stairs, and the whole time I was so scared that my ankle was going to retwist because it felt like it was hanging on by like strings. So I had a rough night last night. My legs are all banged up.
Oh goodness. So, but I'm trying to think. I think my night was very like normal. I had class late, and then I came back and I went to bed. So yeah. I had neither injuries nor encounters. I just went to bed. So okay. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens through the rest of the week. But thank you for listening. We're gonna keep the music on going. Here's Ray with Limelight.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Radiohead with House of Cards right here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is The Morning Show. Good morning, Asher.
Good morning, Noah.
We had Dean Butler in earlier this morning talking to him. If you want to hear any of that playback, that'll be on voices.ua.edu later this week. You can see here some of our highlights. But if you want to see any of the pictures from today, go check out our Instagram at WVUAFM. But Asher, we still got more going on in the show. I got to tell us a little bit about like the weather that's going on right now. Even in just earlier in the show, we've already gone up 4 degrees. So it's about 76 degrees earlier. Now it is 80 degrees outside.
Wow.
It's gonna keep on getting hotter. But you know, we still got no rain, so that's nice. And the rest of the week is looking pretty rain-free as well. But whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. And I've got a little thing I was thinking about, something positive to help get you going. If you just woke up, we had a nice little Radiohead song to sort of get you sort of awaken you. But here's a little thing I learned whenever I was at camp. It's a little chant I learned. So you'll need to stand up for this one.
All right.
But it's like if you ever heard that head, shoulders, knees, and toes. It's kind of like that. We're gonna start down at the bottom. We're gonna start at our toes, and we're gonna go toes, knees, shoulders, head, and we're gonna go. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I'm alive, awake, alert. I'm alert, awake, alive. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a little thing. Let's do it one more time. Let's go fast. Okay. Let's go fast this time. So you can't see this in the studio, but I'm putting my fingers on my toes when I go alive, on my knees when I say awake, alert on my shoulders, and enthusiastic with my hands up in the air. So it's like I'm in a fetal position, and then like I go up tall as I get ready. So
yeah.
I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I'm alive, awake, alert. I'm alert, awake, alive. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. Woo! So hopefully that maybe woke you up a little this morning. This is 9.7 The Capstone, The Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're gonna get here back to the music. Here's Kurt Weill.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Lady Three Legs with Holy Heat Wave right here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is The Morning Show. My name is Noah, and I was checking out this Crimson White newspaper, which you can usually find the Crimson White at thecrimsonwhite.com online. But we've got a newspaper, a physical newspaper coming out that if you're a fan of that or just want to check out all the great work that they've done, they're going to have that giving it away at this in front of the Student Center tomorrow and Friday. Friday morning, Thursday and Friday morning, you can go by and see them doing that. I think it's 10 to 12, so 10 a.m. to noon, and they're going to be giving away this newspaper. They're going to give you a little tease. There's a guide to thrifting here in Tuscaloosa by Zara Morgan here, and I know thrifting's a big thing going on. I know you got to save some money, you also want to get some cool clothes. So if you want to see all about that, go check out the article in the Crimson White. It's coming out tomorrow. I may put a little tease of the of what it's going to look like on our Instagram after the show, WVUAFM. But you can see it in person and get your own copy tomorrow morning. That's at the Student Center Plaza. Go check it out. Arcade Fire is up next with the Lightning 1 and 2.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Grimes with Genesis right here on The Morning Show. My name is Noah, and we think every day is worth celebrating here on The Morning Show. And I wanted to sort of let you know that today is the birthday of someone you may be aware of. You ever heard of Stephen King? What the heck? It is his birthday today. I was looking it up, and he was actually born. I was like, what's Stephen King's birthday? And it showed me the year. I was like, what? He was born in 1947. I'm like, what is going on? Like, isn't that like whenever one of the world wars was going on? Yeah, the World War II ended in 1945, and 2 years later Stephen King was born. That's just crazy for me to think about, like, all the stuff that's going on with Stephen King right now. Like these movies are coming out. I think he's still writing, but like, they got these It movies. They got, The Shining is still something people talk about. They've got the Pet Sematary. They had the sequel to The Shining that came out just a couple of years ago. And so it's like, he's still very culturally relevant. And he was born 2 years after World War II happened. But that is interesting. I've read a couple Stephen King books, but not really too many of the famous ones. I read like one called The Walk, which was about how these people had to the long walk, where it's like, it was like this challenge where you had to like walk as far as you could and walk farther than everyone else or else something bad happened to you. Read the book to find out what that was. And then I've also read this book called Cell, where like all the cell phones turn people bad. Hey, that's not science fiction, that's reality. Oh, again, get my boomer right there. No, I'm just being silly. So even more important than Stephen King's birthday today is my birthday was yesterday. So I share and right up close with Stephen King. So I don't know, Stephen King, I'm expecting a birthday present at some point. So I don't know, maybe I got to do a little, give him a quid pro quo, give him a present and then he'll give me one. So, but I think like he's got enough stuff already. He could share a little bit with me. We're like birthday buddies. So I don't know. Anyway, this is 90.7 The Capstone, The Morning Show. We've got some more music on the way. Here's Jennifer Vanilla right here on 90.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Not in Love by Lady Dan right here on The Morning Show. My name is Noah, and we're just about to close out here, but I wanted to sort of shout out some new music. We like to do this at the end of the show sometimes, just to sort of leave you with some new music. Shout out Alice as well, our music director, and the music team for helping select the music that we play on the station. New music every week. And wanted to highlight this artist, Julia. Got some new music for us. Debut album is out later this month, but we've got a single for you, Do It or Don't, that we're gonna play for you here on the station. And Alice had highlighted that this is a song that we wanted you to be aware of. So shout out music team, thank you for selecting our music, adding new music every week here on the station. You may hear the song being played as you listen to us, and here we go. It's Julia Julia with Do It or Don't. Have a good morning.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.